Discuss it all for the New York Daily Times. NBA columnist Mitch Lawrence joins us. Mitch, it's really the only sport because of, you know, how much money that, you know, the elite players make in the NBA, as they should because they play the majority of minutes. And the way free agency works is everybody kind of waits to see where LeBron James goes. Now the dominoes will start to fall. The Jeremy Lin trade seems to be the first one. Where do you think Bosch is a lock to go to Houston, or does Miami have any hope of retaining him?
Oh, no. Bosch is going. You know, that's what everybody's thinking because they move Lin. They had to create some more cap space because they're not only going to do Bosch, but they're going to match that Maverick offer sheet for Chandler Parsons. So, yeah, Bosch is going to move. He's one of the winners today because he gets to go, gets a maximum salary, $88 million, and he gets to hook up with James Harden and Dwight Howard. So, once again, Chris Bosch hits the jackpot here.
I think Chris Bosch is a very good player, but I don't see him as a max player. Am I wrong?
That's why he hit the jackpot. He wasn't a max player. You know, think about his career. He can't get Toronto out of the first round, okay? He's not really cut out to be the face of a franchise. So LeBron, who thinks very highly of him, and vice versa, obviously, LeBron gets him to go to Miami, where he's paid like a number one player. He's the third option on the team, and he gets two rings. Now he gets to move to another title contender. Yeah, it's a little different. LeBron's not there. The West is tougher. But, no, you're right. He's not a max player. He's a very good player. But he's being treated here like he's a, you know, major transcendent type of player, and he's not. So he's a nice guy, very good. So good for him. But, no, he is really just one of these guys who's kind of lucky.
So Houston, well, obviously the West is way tougher, and you look when they're clearly going to overpay for a guy like Chris Bosch. Do you think ultimately that's going to limit them? And maybe, you know, while they've got Howard and while they've got Harden, and obviously they're going to have kind of the big four, if you want to call it that. Do you think that's good enough for them to be a legit contender?
Well, yeah, they can be a legit contender. I mean, you raise a good point about, you know, you need other players. That's obvious. We saw what the Spurs did this year. They surrounded their big three, who was getting a little long in the tooth, but the role players really stepped up. They had guys who really produced, starting with the MVP of the finals, Kawhi Leonard, and then Boris Diaw and Patty Mills and such. So you do need role players, but, you know, you also need stars. And so you add Chris Bosch. If he's your third best player, they should be in the hunt. If they're not, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, what other big names? And is Kevin Love, is this an obvious transaction to Cleveland now in your eyes? Do you think he's going there?
Well, everybody thinks that. You started your question with what other big names. The other big name would be Pau Gasol.
Yeah,
he's a guy who a lot of people think you know, the Knicks have a shot at getting at, or maybe Chicago. I think the Lakers have to bring him back for top dollar for 1 year at least because, you know, if they just parade out a bunch of guys with Kobe Bryant and Jeremy Lin, that's not going to sell well with the L.A. fans. So, Pau be the next big name, man. Getting back to your point, yeah, we're all thinking that Kevin Love is going to be targeted by Cleveland. They've already tried to get him. Now it's even more tempting for Kevin Love to, you know, he's always said he wanted to play in a major market, but now he might have to rethink that because if you get a chance to play with LeBron James, you might want to get your big money and stick around there. It's going to take, obviously, they're going to have to give up some stuff. They've got some assets, starting with Andrew Wiggins, the number one pick. Now they say he's not available. That could change. But there's going to have to be a lot more for Kevin Love because even if he hasn't made the playoffs, he is an all-star quality player, caliber player. And so you think the Minnesota would want more. Now, they can't just, you know, let him walk out the door. They get something. But they obviously, Cleveland's a destination for him. Along with, I got to say, you know, who knows? He might be willing to wait around for the Lakers or even the Knicks with their money next year.
Mitch Lawrence joins us, NBA columnist from the New York Daily News. Mitch, it's very unique. You mentioned the Knicks. Carmelo Anthony. What you see him way more than I do. What do you make of Carmelo? How good is he? Is he a guy? Does he have the leadership qualities necessary to take a team deep in the playoffs?
No, he's proven that. He's been in the league a long time. The only time he's really had success in a playoffs, Chauncey Billups was the leader of the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And he kind of, you know, he was kind of along for the ride. He's more of a follower than the leader. Now, I know where you're going with this. He's going to be vastly overpaid, but, you know, that's the way it is, and especially here in New York where they tend to really overpay people. Could mess up their salary cap in the future because he's not a, you know, he's not a real, you know, he's not LeBron, he's not Kobe, he's probably not even Kevin Durant, who at least has gotten his team to a finals. So, yeah, that's where the Knicks are, but the Knicks really are thinking that they need to bring Carmelo Anthony back. I thought for a long time when Phil Jackson first came out to be the Knicks president that here's an opportunity to let Carmelo walk because, you know, Jackson could maybe rebuild and not try to rebuild around a guy who's very, very, very hard to build around. And now he's 30 and all, but no, they've gone down. They look like they're going down a road with Carmelo here.
Looking ahead, you know, we just saw it. The Heat obviously had the best player in the series, but they didn't win the series. And we could make a fair argument that they might have lost even in 2013 for one of the rare Greg Popovich's mistakes by not having Tim Duncan on the floor. San Antonio had the best team without a doubt. They had a lot of bench depth as well. Miami didn't have that. LeBron, I think, clearly understands that. We're hearing Mike Miller, of course, is one guy he's reached out to. Which other kind of depth, not big-name guys, do you think would be good fits in Cleveland?
Well, yeah, you want to surround LeBron with shooters. So, you know, Ray Allen would be a guy, obviously, if he wants to come back. There's talk of retirement. That's the type of guy you want to have. You want to have, you know, LeBron's going to dominate the ball. LeBron's going to make the right basketball play. He's so unselfish. You've seen it time and again where, you know, when they had success in the playoffs, and they had one bad series, I mean, they got crushed. But up to that point, they're pretty dominant. And you saw what a guy like Chris Bosh does, who basically gets the ball from LeBron with nobody on him because the defenses are drawn to LeBron. So you could think of guys like, yeah, Mike Miller, Ray Allen, guys he, you know, he really knows who are veteran players who have won. He's going to want to be – he's got a lot of young guys here who are unproven, talented guys who really aren't stars. I mean, Kyrie Irving's a big name, but he really hasn't done anything in the regular season. Certainly hasn't brought – you know, hasn't played with any distinction in Cleveland. They haven't made the playoffs. But I'm sure LeBron knows that he needs to get more veterans in there, especially guys who have won and guys who can shoot. So – Allen, Miller, you know, if you can think of anybody else along those lines, he'd be looking at them.
When you look at the East, and the East is clearly easier than the West right now. There's no debate about that. Miami goes from a top dog to maybe likely a legitimate lottery team having the number one overall pick if they lose Bosch and Wade. So
well, they won't lose Wade.
You don't think so?
I think Wade's there for the long haul. Okay. He's on the, you know, downside. But anyway, I see where you're going at. But go ahead.
So Indiana, pretty good team. The Toronto Raptors had a bounce back year. A lot of people around the league aren't really sure where they're going forward. Is there anybody in the East that's going to give Cleveland a run in your books next year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Indiana, Chicago. You know, they're always a good regular season team. I mean, we'll see what other changes the Knicks have. I wouldn't, you know, all these people picking Cleveland. I'm not, like LeBron said in his announcement, we're not winning any title anytime soon. I mean, say that, but, you know, he said it's going to take time. I mean, no, the East is down. And so I think those are the teams, unless I'm missing somebody. And I'm, you know, frankly, I don't know where Indiana's going. They're going to try to make more changes. Chicago obviously is going to come up short. We all feel for Carmelo Anthony, although they're always regular season factors. So Cleveland's not walking away with anything. I mean, you know, they still have some holes. LeBron obviously cures all, but they still, you know, they still have a ways to go.
I was asked this earlier and don't really have an answer. In the NHL, the West is the best by far. In the NBA, same thing. And in the NFL right now, that Seattle-San Francisco division is the best. They haven't been that way. Baseball's pretty even. You know, the AL East for years was dominant. Obviously, the San Francisco Giants. You have any reason why in basketball, like why the East is so much weaker in basketball and hockey and even a little bit in the NFL right now?
Well, it's a very you know, there was you know, you look at a lot of the recent drafts. I mean, look at LeBron's new team that he's gone to. They've had three number one picks, two number four picks since LeBron left. How do you explain that a team with that many quality assets keeps getting the drafts wrong? For instance, shouldn't they be better now? You would think.
Yeah.
The teams in San Antonio. You know, if you want to go team by team, San Antonio has been a great team since 99, and they've had several different additions under Tim Duncan. They just happen to be light years ahead of everybody in terms of finding surrounding talent, drafting better, you know. Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant fell in their lap.
Yeah.
And Russell Westbrook was a great – that's their great pick. He was not supposed to go as high as four. He was supposed to go much lower than that. So that takes care of those two teams. And then, you know, other teams, they seem to just get better talent or use their talent or use their drafts better than the teams in the East. I mean, I'm not exactly sure. I know it's been this way for like 15 years. I mean, the thing that really got started was when Shaq – remember Shaq went 96, which is almost, you know, it's 18 years. He left the East, and the East was pretty good back then still. That was in the Jordan era. But when he left, that kind of, you know, that is a side. That's the last seismic shift that we've had until today, really, when you have a player of that. Now, if you look at Shaq's track, you know, look at, first of all, LeBron's almost 30. Shaq was only 24. Shaq had not won a title. He hadn't even won an MVP. But he went, and that kind of got the West really rolling out there, because then the Lakers all of a sudden came back to the fore. They had, what, five titles in 9, 10 years, and the other teams were on the rise. So, hey, that's the way it goes. But, you know, we'll see what happens here. We'll see if there are any big-time free agents come to the East. It'd be interesting if Kevin Durant in a couple of years comes to Brooklyn or comes to the Knicks or the Lakers get him. That would change things. You know, but that's like everything else. I guess it's cyclical, and you just have to kind of roll with it.
And one last one for you, Mitch. LeBron James going home. It's really like a made-for-TV movie, really. The guy comes back. I'm sure you read his article/statement today, and, you know, how he seems to – basketball is one thing, but he feels like, you know, there's more he can do as the biggest name in the game in a part of the country that's really suffered right now financially and a lot of other things. Do you think other players will follow suit where maybe they'll be lured to want to go home? Is that a possibility at all, or do you think this is kind of a rare thing with the greatest player in the game?
Well, I think it's rare. Okay. First of all, you never see a player of this magnitude in his prime leave the team he's won titles with.
Yeah.
The last guy to do it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back with the Bucks in the 70s, unless I'm missing somebody. I know Moses Malone went from, you know, Houston to Philly 10 years later, but we're talking about, you know, he had not won a title. You know, Jabbar left. He forced his way out of Milwaukee. He had won a title. He had won MVPs. It's just like LeBron. And this doesn't happen at all. Will other guys decide to go home? Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Now, Kevin Durant's a free agent. He's the next, I guess, great. Well, Kevin Love. And he's not at all. You know, he's an all-star quality player. His home is, I guess, Oregon, but he went to school in UCLA, so I don't know. I mean, you know, he might end up in Cleveland. You know, every case is different. Would Kevin Durant want to go back to the Washington, D.C. area to play for the Wizards? I don't see that happening. What's the appeal there? I think it's just this one case. It's an exception. I think LeBron felt like he had to go back home. He had, you know, after the way things went, shook out in 2010. Look, he left Miami. He got him to four straight finals and two championships, so he did a lot of work, great work for that area and for those fans. And now he has to go back. You know, the guy strikes me as one day being the governor up there in Ohio. We'll see on that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of a one-shot deal.
Yeah, okay. Mitch, I appreciate the rundown. Thanks. Enjoy our off-season. I guess free agency now that it's officially begun once LeBron has made his decision.
Okay, enjoyed it. Thank you.